This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you today. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for even waking us up today. Lord, we ask for your blessings on this brand new study in the book of Romans. I pray that you'd use your word to change our lives so that we would never be the same. Light a fire under us, if in fact that's what we need, or rekindle maybe the flame, if that is what we need. Lord, I pray that you would reach and meet everyone here, including me, right where we're at. Use and bless your word, Lord, for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Starting a new book today, and I want to say welcome and greetings and God bless to everyone. This is playing on the radio here on a Thursday, and this podcast through my website, wgodradio.com, is going around the world. And I'm so grateful for all of you around the world that have taken the time to download this program, not because you want to hear me, but it's because you're hungry for the word. And I've discovered the secret, and I share it with you. And that is, God is always broadcasting. It's why I call this program WGOD Radio. Being a radio station manager, I love those call letters. You know, everyone's got their cutesy-wootsy little slogans. And I regret that only one person, it's like having a license plate on your car. No two people can have the same license plate. Well, it's the same with radio call letters. There's one station, WGOD. It's in the Virgin Islands. They're part of the United States, at least according to the FCC. Only one station is allowed to have WGOD radio, and somewhere down there has got it. But that's what I would have, WGOD radio, because God's always broadcasting. We're going to tune in now. And that's what we do here every day here. So we're going to tune into his frequency here in a moment and see what the Lord has got to say to us through his ever fresh and living and active word, which you can study for a million years, a million times over, the same book, and you'd never get bored and tired with it. Speaking of the same book, I read this quote from Martin Luther on this book, Romans. He says, this letter is truly the most important piece in the New Testament. It is the purest gospel. It is well worth a Christian's while not only to memorize it word for word, but also to occupy himself with it daily as though it were the daily bread of the soul. It is impossible to read or meditate on this letter too much or too well. The more one deals with it, the more precious it becomes, and the better it tastes, unquote. Oh, boy, that's what we're going to do here every day, friends. I guarantee every day, either here on the radio Monday through Friday or else on the podcast, for those of you that don't live around here, you can download this program, and every day, Lord willing, you'll see a new program pop up in your list here of WGOD as we do exactly that, and that is we will offer up some portion here of Romans every day for you to meditate on, study along with, and I pray that God would bless you each and every day through this book as we're going through it. It changed Martin Luther's life. Why? Because Martin Luther was a Catholic, you see, and he was trying to work for his salvation, and he realized, like Paul did, I can't do this. I can't work for my salvation. I'm always falling short. God, help me. And he found the answer through here, through this book. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He understood. Finally, he understood that a man is not justified by how much money he can give to the church, or by being baptized, or by even confessing and repenting of sin. That doesn't justify a man. Paul said, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you, except for Crispus or Gaius, or I don't even know who else I baptized, but God didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. You read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You can't buy your way to salvation. You're justified by your faith, same as Abraham. Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he got a grasp of this, and it changed his life. You and I are made right, and we're reconciled back to God by our faith. He did the work, shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. He shed his blood. We receive it by faith. We receive him by faith. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, the Lord Jesus said, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. This book is a life changer. It'll set you free from trying to work for your salvation. That's what it did with Martin. That's what it's going to do with you and I as well. I pray. More introductory notes here. We find in this letter the richest possible teaching about what a Christian should know, the meaning of law, gospel, sin, punishment, grace, faith, justice, Christ, God, good works, love, hope, and the cross. We learn how to act towards everyone, toward the virtuous, the sinful, towards the strong and the weak, friend and foe, and towards ourselves. Now, Paul bases everything firmly on Scripture and proves his points with examples from his own experience and from the prophets, so that nothing more could be desired. Okay, now Romans, written from Corinth on Paul's third missionary journey, probably around the year 57 AD, that's when we think it was written. He was writing to a predominantly Gentile audience, chapter 1, verse 13. His main concerns in writing the book of Romans were to educate the believers in the basic doctrines relating to salvation, as chapters 1 through 8, and to help them understand the unbelief of the Jews and how they benefited from it, that's chapters 9 through 11. And then he explained the general principles of the Christian life that he wanted them to be aware of and to put into practice. That's the rest of this book, chapters 12 through 15. Then chapter 16 is one great big long greeting where he greets more people than he does in any of his other letter. So, but think of where we would be without Paul and without this book and without this teaching of the Christian faith. How could I be saved? What have I been saved from? What was my standing before God prior to receiving Jesus Christ? What about the Jews and the nation of Israel? What's God's plans with them, if anything? And lastly, I need a guide and instruction on how to live right since I'm now a Christian. All that and more is in this book of Romans. So pull up a pew or pull up a seat out there as you're driving around here today, or no matter where you are. This is what we are in store for the next Lord only knows how long. And I'm excited. I'm so excited to be teaching this book here on the radio. I'm preaching it at church as well here in Brevard County in Merritt Island. But now I'm really excited about going on the radio here and being able to just focus on wherever the Lord shines the light of truth on. So let's get started on here now. I'm going to be using the New King James, and I'll be using my own Bible translation as well, which I have in another location right now. But for today and tomorrow's program, I believe I'm in the New King James here. Even the King James sometimes. All right, Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. So verse 1 here where it says servant, better yet, slave is better. The Greek word doulos, the slave, seems like the same as all the other Bible writers, same as James. James, a slave of Jesus Christ. Jude, a slave of Jesus Christ and brother of James. Peter, a slave of Jesus Christ. That's what these men considered themselves. Doulos means slave, bondservant. A slave is one who is in a permanent relation of servitude to another, his will being altogether consumed in the will of another. You know, it's like that old Bob Dylan song out there, that you're going to have to serve somebody. Love that song. It might be the devil or it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve someone. You know, I try to get around in my reading of why people don't believe. Why agnostics, atheists, unbelievers, why these people don't believe. And I'm surprised to see so many times the reason they give for not believing was this. Well, because there's slavery in the Bible. And since there's slavery in the Bible, I want no part of that. Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? You're going to have to serve somebody in this world. You, as we're going to get further into Romans, as we looked at chapter 6 at church, you used to be, at least for all you Christians out there, you used to be slaves of sin, but now God has set you free. You have been freed from slavery to sin in order to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You serve him now. Now, Joshua said, you must choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. You can either serve sin, and sin is a cruel taskmaster. You will serve sin the rest of your life, or you will bow the knee and serve the Son of God. So, for all you atheists and agnostics and scoffers, yeah, you're right. There is slavery in the Bible, but you got a bigger problem than that, friend. And that is, you are a sinner. And when we get to Romans chapter 6, it's going to tell us the wages of sin is death. You've got a much bigger problem on your hand than the fact that there's slavery in the Bible. You have a much bigger problem on your hand worrying about who Cain married back in Genesis. You have a bigger problem than that. You're a sinner. And the soul that sinneth shall surely die. What are you going to do? Don't worry. Don't worry about if there's slavery in the Bible. Worry about how you are going to stand before Almighty God on Judgment Day. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will give an account of the things done in the body. We're in for a great study here in Romans. God bless you. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.